For WUKY News, I'm Dan Collins, and this is The Business Side. There's been a lot of coverage around businesses affected by the coronavirus and the steps they've taken to adapt to these unorthodox circumstances. But what about not-for-profits, especially those that rely on donations and public fundraisers to keep their doors open? This week on The Business Side, we'll talk with Eileen Levy, the executive director of The Well of Lexington, about her organization and how it's pivoted and even pitched in during these uncertain times to offer some relief. Eileen, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So tell me about The Well.
So The Well of Lexington started in 2016. We are a sister organization of Thistle Farms in Nashville. What we do is we're a two-year program here in Lexington. We serve all of Kentucky. A program that gets ladies off the streets from sex trafficking and kind of helps them get into a happier, better way of life. And I think what a lot of people don't know that in the state of Kentucky, yes, there is trafficking. We have an opiate crisis. It goes hand in hand. It's a lot of childhood trauma, a lot of sexual trauma, and we're just trying to, you know, give these wonderful women a shot.
Sure. So how have you guys been operating during this pandemic?
So we actually pivoted very quickly on that. We, at the moment, didn't have any ladies at the house. And so here, you know, we were sitting in this safe house, and I'm like, I have a bunch of toilet paper. I have a bunch of, you know, canned goods. We need to start opening it up. And I went to the Well of Lexington's board, and they're awesome. And I said, look, what if I started getting rid of the food in the house? And they were like, Eileen, we're just here to help. Start finding people that need help. And what happened was, is I went around to different organizations in Lexington and different nonprofits that I've worked with in the past, and we are able to serve 73 families. We've had donations come in for groceries and children's items, from adult diapers to hygiene items, and we literally just get them to the people that need it. And in turn, what it's actually done for us is I now am able to see a different part of the trafficking world. I'm seeing labor, I'm seeing the most at risk, you know, the foster homes that have the 13-year-old girls that don't even have hygiene items. We're seeing the most vulnerable of vulnerable, and it's opening up our mission to serve more and, you know, make the connections to where people trust the well and come to us for help. It is a very light thing in such a dark time. I have seen so many good things actually come from this. But it's the little stuff. It's like getting a bike to a little foster girl that just, you know, moved out of county and she's by herself and she's sad, or, you know, supplying a nursing home with diapers, or getting masks and getting them into, you know, FLOCA or Migrant Network Coalition, get it to the people that are still working. What I've seen in the state of Kentucky is people coming together. They give what they can. I mean, our most valuable thing right now is people emptying their pantries, and we just pick them up and we take it out to people that need it.
This transition that you guys have made, has it caused you to have any kind of internal conversations about what the well might look like in the future?
We will open up the safe house in the fall, so we'll still have residents, but what I'm seeing is the awareness preventative side. You can't really say preventative, but it's something that, let's start educating the young ones. I get to see a population and I'm like, ooh, let's get you guys on your feet and empowered. But I want to get more into preventative work.
What kind of public support have you seen during the pandemic? Has it increased? Has it decreased? Has it come in different ways?
We have a lot of in-kind, so people just doing groceries, but we've got a lot of donors that just want to help. And we've come up with creative ways to get out into the community, because think about it. I mean, all of our media, anybody right now is not going to want to read a trafficking statistic. Like everybody, we're in a health crisis right now. So to keep it upbeat and to keep our doors open, we came up with a wellness challenge. And that is, you can look on our Facebook and Instagram, the Mitchell Foundation, which is the UK gals basketball coach. All of the lady cats are taking this fabulous challenge. It's a workout challenge. And we are going to just start challenging everybody in Kentucky. It's something fun. It gets people up and moving, which we need right now for our physical and mental wellness.
So have you reached out and spoken with other not-for-profits in the community and have any stories to share about what other folks around the city are doing to try to sort of weather this storm?
Everybody's pulling in but then also like the Kentucky Nonprofit Network, they've done a really good job about assembling nonprofits together. And along with Kentucky Nonprofit Network, the Bluegrass Community Foundation has done a fabulous job about getting funding to the organizations that need it. You know, we just had a big budget cut, and it's affecting everyone. The well is really small, but it's going to, like, what the shelters closing around us or greenhouse getting affected or, heaven forbid, you know, Arbor Youth, that's more people on the streets. It's sticky. And I've seen a lot of races, like virtual races and those types of things. Because think about it. Most of your nonprofit, we do galas. We do races. We do, you know, things that are in person for fundraisers. And it's gotten a lot harder. As soon as this hit, we were like, okay, how do we pivot? We've got to do something virtual. We've got to do something fun that people want to do. You basically have to engage your sponsors and your donors in a completely different way. But I have been pleasantly surprised by the people in the state of Kentucky that are like, okay, let's roll up our sleeves and get some work done.
So final thoughts, what does the not-for-profit community in Lexington and in Kentucky as a whole look like coming out of this pandemic?
I think you're going to see a lot of new partnerships. We're cross-serving communities. So it's literally going in like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? It's navigating our most at risk through this process. I also think that how we serve is going to change probably a little bit differently. New protocols put into place, obviously, as well as new forms of fundraising. And what does that look like? I wish I had a concrete answer of all that, but I think everyone's in the same boat.
If you could make a plea to the public during a time like this, what would it be?
May you have what you require when you require it. I think every human being needs to go on, do you have what you require? And if you do, make your table longer. Reach out to your neighbor. Because it's going to take a whole community. We're shifting as a community. And I think that we can, the more that you connect with your neighbor and those at risk and those at need, I think as a whole, we'll come out of this okay.
My guest today has been Eileen Levy. She's the executive director of the Well of Lexington. And you can hear our entire conversation online at wuky.org. Eileen, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.